Welcome to the Andrea Engstrom Show. I am passionate about helping you break through to your next level of abundance, success, and freedom so that you can create the life you desire and inspire others to do the same. I'm your host, Andrea Engstrom, and on today's show, we are going to talk about how bold women empower women. I'm going to share five ways to give and get the support that you need. So this is all about how to be a champion for your sisters. And the reason I'm talking about this today is because I think way too many women are trying to do this business entrepreneurship thing alone. We're sitting at our dining room tables or at our desk in our office, and we're all by ourselves trying to figure out the next step we need to take. We're taking risks, we're taking action, or we're sitting at our desk wheel spinning about what should I do next? And it can feel very lonely when you're an entrepreneur if you don't have a circle of support around you. So it's super important that we build the team around us that we need in order to make things happen in our business. If you're in real estate, you need a title company, you need a real estate agent usually, you need other investors in your area that are doing the same thing. If you are an ad agency owner, you need graphic designers, you need copywriters, you need digital media partners. There's all kinds of partners you need in your business. But that is not what I'm talking about here today. What I'm talking about is who supports you emotionally, who supports you when things are really hard and you don't know what to do. Who is linking arms with you metaphorically and literally to move towards your goals and to stay on track and to stay excited about what you're doing and stay encouraged and to keep you positive when things get hard? That's what we're talking about today. And so if you look around yourself and you find that you are not finding the circle of support that you need, then today I want to talk to you about how to create it, how to be the one. You know, a few years back, I was meeting with a therapist because I was building a business and it was really hard. And I was having to have lots of conversations with like really hard conversations with employees and with people I was doing business with. And it made me so uncomfortable and I had to grow so much during that time. And I just said, I feel so alone. You know, and at that time in my life, I had 30 team members and I felt so alone in my business. And today I, you know, it's me working from home and I have a couple of remote team members. I have three remote team members now that are working with me, and it can still feel very lonely unless I am reaching out to my sisters. And I remember having this conversation with my therapist and I said, "Where are my people?" And this was about 5 years ago. I said, "Where are my people?" And he said, "Maybe they're not right here in the city that you live in. Maybe you need to get outside of your current circles to be able to find women who are entrepreneurs, who are doing the kinds of things that you're doing, because you're a unique person. Like, you're doing things at a next level and you may not find that person living next door to you." He's like, get out of your comfort zone in your city and like put yourself out there and find your people. And so that's what I had to do. And so today I want to talk to you though about, because even if you join a group on Facebook, even if you join a mentorship or a coaching group or something like that, you can still feel like you're kind of doing this thing on your own. And so I want to talk to you about how to be a woman who empowers other women and how to receive the support that you need, because it's one of the most important things that I have found to keep my momentum moving forward in my business, to keep me from falling into discouragement. And by the way, if you're married, I'm sure your partner is awesome. That is not what we're talking about here. It is not always a spouse or partner or family member or a real life, you know, blood sister who can be the support for you that you need. They can't be everything for you in all ways. And if we expect them to be, then that is doing them a disservice, and it's not fair to you and it's not fair to them. If we expect someone to be something for us that they are not capable of being. And so if there is a desire in your heart to have a level of sisterhood and partnership and to be supported in the things that you're doing in your business, then this is for you today. So let's talk about it. What are some 5 ways to be a champion for your sisters, how to give and get the support that you need? Number one, make one-to-one connections. I find so many people that will join a group, they'll join a networking group, they'll join some kind of a club of some kind, thinking that that's going to solve this issue. And what they find is that they can be in a room full of people and feel more alone than ever. Because you're like, wow, how do all these people have all these connections? And I'm just here by myself and I don't really know anybody. And especially if you're an introvert, your gut will be to like stay behind the scenes, to like stay quiet and to just kind of check it out for a while. And so what I want to encourage you to do is to be the one who reaches out to make one-to-one connections. And so what this means is that when you meet someone in a group or you see them interacting, and I want to encourage you to reach out to them to schedule a one-to-one conversation. And in this conversation, I want you to be curious, be interested in their life, in their business. I want you to learn about their goals. And we're doing this with the purpose of building connection with them and for looking for ways that you can help them. Because if you want to receive, then you've got to show up and give, right? And so that's how we're going to start. But I tell you what, there are so many people, including business owners, who are sitting at home behind their computer or sitting on their couch, wishing that someone would invite them, wishing that someone would reach out to them. And maybe they're just busy and maybe they don't think about it as much as some of us do, but most people are waiting to be invited. And if you have been waiting to be invited to a group, if you've been waiting to be invited to coffee with someone, then I want to challenge you to flip that around and say, I am going to be the one. I am going to be the one who invites. I'm going to be the one who introduces myself. I'm going to be the one, because most people are uncomfortable doing something like that, like just like inviting somebody they don't know out to coffee or to hop on a Zoom call to just get to know each other. Because we think, well, what will other people think? Are they too busy? Are they going to think I'm weird? And I will promise you, if you reach out to someone, if they're too busy, they will let you know. But if, and they'll say like, give me a couple weeks, you know, or they won't respond because they're literally like, they may be a high level person that gets 500 messages a day, and we're going to give them grace. But I want you to look around you and say, who is it that I could build a more powerful one-to-one connection with, that I am not going to wait for them to ask me. I'm going to be the one. Okay. So that's number one, make one-to-one connections. Number two then is look for connections to make for them. Look for connections to make for them. I want you to find out who is a good referral for them. Actively look for connections to make. And so this is something that we do in my mastermind group, is we say, okay, tell me what's going on with you. And then we are all looking out for each other and saying, okay, who is a good referral for them? How can I connect them to someone that could be a good client, someone who could help them with something that they're struggling with, or if they need to hire? What are some people that I can connect them to that would be a great connection for them? And so we're going to look to make connections for other people. That's one of the best ways that you can support a woman entrepreneur, is send her a referral, recommend her. And so proactively be a champion for her business by making powerful connections for her. Y'all know that referrals convert at least a 50% higher conversion rate than any other type of lead. And so if she is working really hard on generating leads for her business and she's doing it the hard way, then I want you to come in and make a referral for her. Get her a client that is an easy connection, because you have paved the way for her. That's one of the best things you can do to support a woman-owned business. Number three, celebrate them publicly and privately. And so when you see a girlfriend or a person you're friends with on Facebook, and she's a woman entrepreneur, and she shares a win, something cool happened in her business, she's taking action, she gets a deal, she's doing the next thing, then not only do I want you to comment and like her post. I want you to share her post. If she's hosting something, invite people to her event. Give her a boost. Tell her I see you. And then, by the way, take it offline and send her a message and say, or give her a phone call and say, way to go. I see you. You're doing the thing. I'm so inspired by what you just posted. Way to go. Keep going, right? Because there's not enough of us who are doing and this goes back to the one-to-one reach out. There's not enough people doing the one-to-one reach outs. Like, I have thousands of friends on Facebook, but very few people who reach out individually or call me and say, way to go. And I'm not sharing this podcast looking for people to start doing that for me. I'm just telling you that's not happening at a high level in what I can see. And so we're going to be the ones. If we want to receive support and we want other women to champion us, then we are going to be the ones who take action. We are going to be the ones who lead the way in supporting other women. All right. So let's recap for just a second. We've gone through three things here. Number one, make one-to-one connections. Number two, look for connections to make for them, referrals. Number three is celebrate them publicly and privately. And now number four is to create a culture of celebrating action taking. Don't just celebrate wins, celebrate failures as a part of their journey taking action, as a part of how they're getting from here to where they need to be in the future and who they're becoming. And most people don't post their wins on social media, or they don't post their failures on social media. We only see the good stuff. But when you learn about something and they share something with you, I want you to celebrate them, encourage them for taking action. We are not just about everything we do has to be successful, because I will tell you some of the most important lessons that I have learned that have helped me be successful in the future have come from failures. And so I want us to be a culture of people who celebrate action taking, not just the results that come from action taking. We're going to celebrate the journey, and we're going to be on this journey together. Now, I had a coach that I worked with. I've been a business coach for about a decade. And before I was ever in business, I was a theater kid. And when I was a theater kid, I had lots of bombed auditions, lots of things that didn't go the way I hoped they would. Sometimes things don't turn out as you expect them to. In fact, one of the first shows that I auditioned for in theater was in a local community theater in Topeka, Kansas, Helen Hawker Theater. For those of you who know, you know. And I auditioned for The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. And I was like, oh, I want to be Lucy. I want to be one of the main characters. Wouldn't that be cool? And I auditioned and I thought I did a pretty good job. And I was cast in the show, but I was cast as Mr. Beaver. They didn't have enough guys that auditioned for the show. And Mr. Beaver in The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe is a storyteller. And so I was like, okay, I'm just happy to be a part of this, but it is not what I expected. And it is not what I had hoped and dreamed for. This was not a romantic role. I had to dress in a big furry costume, and they made me a big plastic tail that would, you know, drag on the floor and that I could slap like a beaver tail. But Mr. Beaver is a storyteller in The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. And so I practiced my best Sean Connery voice, and I performed this role in the storytelling that I got to do in this, you know, Sean Connery accent. What is he, Scottish or something? I don't know. But it was so much fun. And I could have like cried in my pillow about not getting the role that I wanted, but I learned so much being a part of that cast over that summer that I was in that show. And while I was doing theater in this community organization, I met a fellow sort of theater nerd out there, and he was an older gentleman, and he was a coach. And so late, and he was a coach for years. So later on, when I became a business coach, he and I connected, and he did an exercise. I was in this group that he was doing an exercise with at an event, and he did this exercise that was really, really weird. And I want to share it with you. So we all stood around in a circle and he had each one of us share a failure. And then after we each would share a personal failure, the entire room would erupt in hoots and hollers and cheering. And we would say, yes, yes. And it was the most bizarre thing. But he said, the reason that we're going to celebrate each other's failures today is because those failures are a point in your journey that is helping you become who you need to be. And so we are not going to celebrate successes today. Today, we are celebrating failures. And so people in that circle, grown adult people, stood there and they said things like, I got divorced last year. And the whole room goes, yeah, yeah. And we're cheering for each other. And another person might say something like, I lost $20,000 on a bad deal 2 months ago. I lost $20,000. And we all said, yeah, yeah. And we cheer for each other. And the reason is because it was doing something to shift our mindset around failure. It was saying, okay, what can we celebrate? Why is that failure? And we call, in my circles, we call failure or a fail a first attempt in learning. That's our acronym, first attempt in learning. And so that means that we are taking action. That means we are on the journey to become who we need to be, and we are moving forward. And so we celebrate. And so don't just be someone who celebrates the good things. Show up when someone's taking action and cheer them on, even if it doesn't go the way that they hoped that it would, even if they don't get the role that they really wanted and it doesn't look the way that they hoped, they are learning things along that journey, and we celebrate action taking. All right, number five. So we're talking five ways to be a champion for your sisters. Number one was make one-to-one connections. Number two is look for connections to make for them or referrals you can make for them. Number three is celebrate them publicly and privately. Number four is create a culture of celebrating action taking. And number five is hold space for them in hard times. And so what this means is that I want a circle of trust. Be someone who holds confidences for others. That is one of the best things that you can do as a friend for someone, but especially as a confidant to a woman entrepreneur, to have someone that they can say the hard things to say, I lost $20,000 on that deal, or it didn't go the way I had hoped it for. And when you allow people to share vulnerably with you, it is one of the most powerful gifts that you can give them. And the way that we get people to share vulnerably with us is that we share vulnerably with them. And this is not for commiseration, but this is for a me too level of understanding. I believe that two of the most powerful words in the world are me too. And when someone has been through something similar to what you have been through, it hits differently when they give you feedback. It hits differently when they say it's going to be okay. And part of this holding space for other people, especially in my groups, is that we call people back above the line when needed. Because when someone is feeling like they're in a pit, right? We call it rock bottom sometimes. We feel like we're in a pit. We don't need someone to jump into the pit and just be wallowing in the mud down there with us. We need someone who is going to bring a lifeline to help pull us out of the pit. And if you can hold space for people and you can share vulnerably with each other and call each other back above the line when needed. And above the line, remember, is where we take ownership, accountability, and responsibility for our actions and our response to the things that are happening to us, the things that happened for us in our life. We call people back above the line when it's needed because we are there to be a lifeline to help pull them out of that pit. That's how we hold space for each other in an empowering way. And bold women empower women. And so if you're going to be a bold woman who empowers other women, then that means that we don't wallow in the mud, in the mire, in the pit. We help our sisters get out. We help them figure out a way. We help them brainstorm. We pray for them. We pray with them. We suggest strategies. We make connections. We send referrals. We do the things that it takes in order to help them get to that next level. And so I want to give you a final strategy that's actually a bonus strategy here. And this is just for my sisters who are women of faith. Okay. And this strategy is to pray for each other out loud. You know, I believe our words have power. We were created in the image of a God who spoke the very world into existence, and our words also have power. And so praying peace and wisdom over a sister is one of the most powerful things that you can do to be of service to them in a challenging time. And this takes boldness, because sometimes we feel nervous. Like, what are they going to think if I ask if I can pray for them? What if they say no? I will tell you this. I have never, ever had a woman tell me no, or a person tell me no, if I ask if I can pray for them. And then I like to do it right there on the spot. I don't just say, oh, sister, I'll pray for you. Bless your heart. I say, can I pray for you right now? And then I pray for peace. I pray for wisdom. We pray, God, guide us in your will and your truth and your ways. God, let the desires of our hearts align with yours. We pray for the knowledge of your will and the power to carry it out. And there is something about speaking those words out loud in agreement with another sister that is so powerful, and that calms our spirit, and that encourages us. And so if you want to be a sister who encourages other sisters, don't be afraid to ask if you can pray for them, and then stop what you're doing and pray for them. All right. All right. So I've got a couple of challenges for you today. Challenge number one is to be the one. Reach out to a woman entrepreneur that you would love to have in your support system and schedule a one-on-one call or a meetup with her. All right. That's number one. Challenge number two, if you have struggled to find the right women to surround yourself with, join a mastermind group. So I am looking for women who are taking bold action and encouraging others to do the same. And so you can take action today by reaching out to me about joining my Bold Mastermind group. So we support each other at a high level in our personal and professional goals, and we help each other with strategy and planning. And we are linking arms to take action, pursuing freedom, finances, and fulfillment in our lives at the next level. And we use our businesses as a tool to make it happen. And so if that's you today, if you say, I'm looking around and I'm not finding the people that I really want to surround myself with, part of the benefit of being in a mastermind group is that we vet the people who are joining. I make sure that I only am inviting people who I know are going to be encouraging and taking action and encouraging others to do the same. And that's the criteria. And so if you don't feel like you have to have achieved a certain level of success, I want you to hear that well, because this is not about the results you have already achieved. It is about the results that you want to achieve. And if you are committed to taking action and encouraging others to do the same, over the past few years in my mastermind groups, some of the most successful women joined my group when they didn't have it going on at all yet. They just had a vision. They had a goal, and they knew that they needed a sisterhood to be able to help them to get there. And so right now I have places available in my mastermind group. There's just a couple spots left. And this is a group for women who are ready to take action at a next level and want to support others in doing the same and want to receive support. And so that's what we're here to do. So if that feels like it's something that could be a good fit for you, reach out to me, schedule a call. You can direct message me on Facebook, or you can find me through the contact form on my website at andreaengstrom.com. Now, if you're not sure yet and you want to check out my group for a little while, I have a free Facebook group called Bold Women in Business Sisterhood, where I share strategies for clarity, for confidence, and to make powerful connections so that you could build the business and the life that you deserve. And so I go live in that group every single week, and I'd love to have you there and have you get to know what we're all about, to see if the mastermind group feels like it could be something that would help you to take your business and your life next level. So I hope to see you on there. I always have a workshop on my website that you can register for at andreaengstrom.com. Right now we're working on a masterclass that you can grab a ticket for. So go to andreaengstrom.com, and that's going to be all about how to help you achieve your goals. All right, sisters, thanks for tuning in today. I love talking to you in my Facebook group, and I love talking to you in these podcasts. So I will talk to you soon.